Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, everybody. It is June 20th, 2016, the day after the Cleveland takeover. And I am Big Daddy of Big Daddy's Hard Talk with Felicia Brown. What's up, baby?
Hello, everyone. It is actually also the first day of summer, too, and it is a hot one. So happy first day of summer.
Yes, it is. First day of summer, the day after Father's Day, the belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there who's listening. I hope you had a good Father's Day. Even the mothers who have to be fathers, happy Father's Day to you too, because it's not always, and I'm saying this as a man, and I'm not going to get too far into this, but there's a lot of women out there raising these boys to be men, and some of them turn out good, some of them don't turn out so good. But any woman that has to do dual roles as mother and father, I salute you, because it's not an easy job. So, I said that. And on that note, I'm going to jump right into this, and then we'll take a commercial, and then we'll talk some more and take another commercial, and then we'll get to some relationship stuff. I'm going to start on the Cleveland takeover. And we're going to talk about the NBA first. Then I'll take the commercial, and then I'll come back with the WWE pay-per-view, which last night was Money in the Bank. And the new WWE heavyweight champion is Dean Ambrose and Felicia Brown. If this wasn't, well, this ain't really PG. I think this is a PG-13, maybe even a kind of slightly rated R show. But I know when you seen Dean win the championship, your panties got a little wet. So,
oh, my gosh. That is sexist. Women like wrestling too.
I said
let's just say I was very happy. I was very happy. It is about time.
You know you got a little moist when he won that championship. Be honest.
That is so sexist. Women like wrestling too. There are some women that know wrestling like me. I was very happy, and I did not lick the screen or anything.
I tell you what, it was predictable, because I'm watching the pay-per-view wasn't bad as a whole. Well, hold on a second. We have a caller. Speaking of Cleveland and the Cleveland takeover.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello, lovely.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good.
Now, Faye, I'm glad you called. Because I wanted you, as a, what do y'all call yourself, Clevelandians or Clevelandians or whatever, from being from Cleveland, how do you feel right now?
Okay, so first off, let me say this. I'm from Toledo. I'm not a Clevelander. I did live in Cleveland for a couple of years. I went to the University of Akron, so I know all about the Cleveland area. So let me put that out there before I have my Cleveland listeners be like, she's from Toledo. But anyway, and let me also put a disclaimer out that I was born a Lakers fan, die a Lakers fan. So now that I put these disclaimers out, born a Lakers fan, I will die a Lakers fan. Always. You know this. Don't ever. You know
that's
this.
Disgusting.
You know
that
this.
Is pretty disgusting.
Well, blame my father. Put it that way.
All right. But anyway.
But after I put all those disclaimers out, what I have to say is finally for Cleveland, they've been going through too much.
Finally.
Finally. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Last night, even I said, I gave Cleveland the benefit of the doubt, and I said Golden State will win in seven. I said this week, about a week ago, when people were asking me, they're like, who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win? I said, my heart says Cleveland, but my brain says Golden State in seven. So I was wrong. So when I was watching the game, when I tell you, even I cried thug tears. Watching the finale, I cried those tears because I was, it's like finally LeBron did it, and LeBron is not from Cleveland. LeBron is from Akron, but it's kind of like saying Toledo,
tomato,
everybody thinks it's Detroit. So I give him that. That is his home. He brought one for his home. What I didn't like from the beginning, always been, I used to work for the Cavs for two seasons when I went to Akron. So I know about the insides and outsides of the Cavalier organization.
Mm-hmm.
They call LeBron every which name, even the owner.
Speak on it.
Even the owner was about 2 seconds away from calling him the N-word when he left. Yeah. But then all of a sudden, that is your Lord and Savior, King James. It's like everything is free. And I understand forgiveness, but I'm the type where I forgive, but I don't forget. I don't forget how everybody treated me, but I will forgive you just because that's what we're supposed to do. That's what it says in the Bible. But at the end of the day, I don't forget how the Cleveland fans burned his jersey, how they went on his Twitter, called him all types of N-words, and how they wished death upon him and his and all of that. I don't forget how Dan Gilbert would say that LeBron would never get a ring, tried to curse him, said, I own you anyway, like he was a slave. I don't forget things like that. I am so elated that he was able to bring a championship to Cleveland because they needed it. They deserve it. The Browns ain't going to get it for them. The Browns would never get it for them. Maybe in like 2100 or something, 2011, not 2050 or something, but not in our lifetime will the Browns get a championship in the NFL. The closest thing they had was the Cleveland Cavaliers. So they needed it. So I was very, very happy to see that LeBron was able to get, he kept his promise. He was able to get a championship to Cleveland. He kept his promise.
Yes, he did.
And the only reason why he left is because he had no help in Cleveland in the first place. He can't do it on his own. And everybody says that they watched the finals now. You think he did it on his own? No. He had Kyrie helping him. Tristan Thompson stepped up. Even J.R. Smith occasionally. I'll give him a bone. But LeBron needs help. Even Jordan had help. In order to bring a championship, you need help. So that's why he went to Miami, because he knew he could assist Dwayne Wade in getting championships. because nobody remembers. Nobody remembers.
Not to cut you off there.
People.
Not to cut you off there, Faye. Hold on. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the line with Big Daddy Hard Talk. This is Big Daddy. What's going on?
Hey, guys. It's Magic Mike. I called to talk to you guys about the Money in the Bank from last night. But, Faye, finish your talk, Faye. What were you saying?
I was just going to end it with... How do you remember the one championship? Look at Charles Barkley.
You break it up a little bit, Faye.
Sorry, I'm going
to... You still there? Hello? Basically... what she was saying, and hopefully we could get her back in here. LeBron James' props for finally bringing a championship into Cleveland. But if you remember the first time around when he tried it and then he left to take his talents into West South Beach and the town of Cleveland, what it wished him bloody murder and death upon his family and pretty much called him everything but the N-word. And everything that went on, but he still came back after he spent 4 years in Miami, and he still came back and took them to 2 championship finals, and then won the finals this year, and he brought a championship into Cleveland, and I'm going to give him his props on that. Face, you there? You go. She's probably still trying to, but. Here's where, because I wanted her to hear this. I hope she could hear this. Here's where I kind of disagree with what she said about as far as LeBron the first time around, because he did have help the first time around. He was picking and choosing who he wanted on his squad that first time around. Now, if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. And that's where it pretty much did. He was the one that brought in, can't remember names right now, that first time around, just, but he brought in different names to help him that first time around. It just didn't fly because he was a younger player and he was still coming into his game. Now, since he's coming to his game and he spent that time in Miami with D-Wade, learned how to win, he came back to Cleveland and he did it with Kyrie Irving. Because this, with him leaving, allowed for Cleveland to get better. They was able to get Kyrie Irving. They was able to eventually trade to get J.R. Smith, Amon Shepard. They was able to get Tristan Thompson, and then they brought in, when LeBron got there, they brought in Kevin Love, and that's how they formed their team now. And congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Sixers are going to do the same thing. And they had to go. So that's where we're at with that, as far as Cleveland and, you know, Cleveland Cavaliers. Did you have something to say, Carl?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Money in the Bank. I thought the pay-per-view was really good last night.
That's it. We had started that. Belisha Brown is here, too. Say what's up, Belisha.
Hi, how are you? We are actually going to start our Money in the Bank conversation after our commercial break. So you can stay on the line, caller. We hope you can.
Yeah, I'll stay right here.
Thank
all right,
you.
Cool. Just stay there for a second, caller. I have another caller. Hold on. George, my man, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about you guys last night. I know y'all say you're going to start after the pay-per-view, but my time is a little limited today. So I just want to say I was thinking about you guys last night after that pay-per-view. So it really, really got me going last night. I never thought he would cash in last night, but, you know, oh, well, you never know in this business, correct?
Correct. Correct. And you know, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal, and I hate to use that pun. I'm not talking about AJ Styles, but he was phenomenal last night. He was phenomenal last night. The finish to the pay-per-view I thought was great, and that's why I started saying, we're just going to get into it now, and then we'll take our commercial break. Because we got two callers here, one to talk about WWE. So we're going to get into it.
All right.
You still have the caller?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. Here's my opinion on the pay-per-view last night. I thought it was good. The opening match, even the kickoff show, or whatever. Two matches I would have flip-flopped around to put on the kickoff show. I think you could have put the Fandango, what they call it, Breezango or whatever they call it.
Breezango versus Golden Truth.
Yeah, they could have put them on the actual pay-per-view and switched out Rusev and Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
They just didn't work good together, my opinion. There was a lot of – it was just very slow. And maybe because they put it right after Money in the Bank and everybody was all excited about Money in the Bank, which I thought this year's Money in the Bank was a good match.
It was.
Some people might agree. That might disagree. I thought it was good. And to see Dean Connell didn't get it, I popped. And the opening match with the tag championship I thought was great. I counted a couple of botch spots, but when you get four tag teams in there at once and everybody's doing their thing, of course, things are going to get a little screwed up. But I thought it went very well. Congrats to New Day. I don't see when they finally going to take these tag straps off of them. And somebody else got an opinion about it. You know, what do you guys think?
They're probably go ahead.
I'm sorry. I say it was a great match. I didn't expect them to win it. I honestly was looking for the club. I was looking for the club to take it, so I was surprised the New Day actually took it. But it's going to be interesting. I think pretty soon, definitely by, I would say by SummerSlam, maybe end of the night of SummerSlam, I don't think they're going to be champs that long. So that's how I feel.
They'll probably break the record. It sounds to me that they want them to break the record.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said. I think, because I noticed they mentioned the record last night. I think they'll let them break it because, you know, one, Paul London has heat with WWE, so in order for you not to mention him again, they have somebody break their record, like they did with the women's
CM
title,
Punk.
The Divas title.
Yeah.
Yeah, CM Punk and the Divas title with, what's her name? AJ, right? Yeah.
Nikki.
They
what,
had
AJ,
her
yeah.
record get broke.
Yeah,
so, yeah, they're going to have, you know, New Day smash that record, and then you'll never have to mention Paul London's name again. as far as the club winning it, I do better because they're not quite, they haven't been there long enough to take it. And it wouldn't have quite fit yet. Like, you still got to build some more heat with them. And you really got to have them just run through everybody now. They have to run through the Usos. They have to run through the Dudleys. They got to run through the Villains. They got to run through whoever else is put before them. So when they finally do hit New Day, like, okay, this team is beating everybody. They beat everybody in Japan. They beat everybody at WWE. Here we go. And Faith is back. Hold on a second.
Yeah, sorry about that,
get
guys.
Get a better phone.
I'm up under the Lincoln Tunnel. Can't help that.
I accept your apology, Faye.
It's because you were rooting for the Cavs, Faye. That's why it cut off.
And she said she was a diehard Lakers fan. That's why.
I am a diehard.
Yeah, it should have cut off then.
Nope.
That's what it should have cut
to
off.
The lake. Welcome to the lake show. And I know we ain't going to win for a while, and I'm okay with that.
I'm glad to accept it.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that. Just like the Sixers ain't
going to
win for a while.
Oh, watch your mouth.
Yeah, I said.
Anyway.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Anyway.
Yes, Big Daddy. Hey, question. Yeah. I know the draft is coming up in a couple of days, right? Do you think there's any chance that the Sixers could move up so they can get Chris Dunn, as much as they're in love with the Cat?
I don't know, you know, exactly where we fit in it. I know we got someone picked. If the Simmons is as good as ours, you might as well just draft them now and skip the, you know, the preliminary. But I don't know where you go after that. excuse me, as far as the draft goes, like, do you make a trade? I know there's been talk of shipping Okafor. They move up to get, like, the third pick from Boston. That's been a rumor that's been flying around. Another one that's been flying around is Joel Embiid is, like, ready. They pretty much say he's ready, so it's, like, kind of pushing that Okafor trade. And plus, they're saying that they might be actually trying to ship Noel out to Atlanta for Jeff Teague. And that's been a rumor that's been going around, too, as far as that. So it's been up and down. Like, Thursday is going to be, like, really hectic. So keep close to whatever social media or whatever way you got Wi-Fi, whatever, because it's going to go down Thursday. Because the Sixers, I think, are going to try to make a move to at least get two top picks out this draft. And
this week's going to be a crazy – this week, I mean, it's been a crazy week. I was really feeling down and out. But, you know what I mean, after watching the NBA Finals and flipping back and forth between that and, of course, with Money in the Bank last night, made me feel a whole lot better. So, I mean, with this draft coming up, you know what I mean, hopefully I'll cap off my week just right. So, I mean, tell you, I was honestly, after that event was over, I was thinking about you, all three of you guys, really, to tell you the truth. I was thinking about all three of you guys. Oh, yeah, so you guys are probably wigging out, going crazy. So, just really interested.
I'm glad Dean got his shot. And that's what made me happy. Now, I know we're jumping back between basketball and football, whatever. Coach totally messed up and I had play. But anyway,
Can I tell you that I was so discombobulated with the Cavs winning, and I sat there and watched Money in the Bank. I watched the final match, and it still didn't click that Dean Ambrose won until I went on Facebook, and it's like, and I watched it. But my brain was still like, Cavaliers won. What is going on? What's going on? Why, like, the Cavaliers won? And I watched that match, and it didn't click that Dean Ambrose cashed in his Money in the Bank until I went on Facebook probably like an hour later. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Dean Ambrose won. Why didn't I? And I watched it. Like, it wasn't like I wasn't there not watching it. I watched the match. But my brain was still, like, stuck on the Cavaliers.
You know what? They kind of tipped their hat a little bit with that, because I was watching it, and you know, Severin went over, and he's holding up the belt. But the way they cut the camera, I'm like, uh-oh. A second, I said, uh-oh. And
you
I see Ambrose's music hit, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Well, like, for a hot session, when they call us right after step one, and the way the camera angle was, I'm like, oh, he's catching it now. And when he did, I did pop. And they did it quick, too. It was like boom, 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 and he's holding the belt. And it was just like, the place went nuts. Like, the place went nuts, and that's good for him. And I watched the interview he did afterwards, and like Felicia always says about Dean Ambrose's interviews, he was on point, and the way he did it was like kind of, it was cool. It was cool. It was like he didn't know what to say, but he still said what he had to say and got it over and actually said ass and told anybody that didn't believe in him to kiss his ass. And I'm like, whoa, okay. But it was cool. But, George, let you go.
No problem. Thanks
for calling in. You're always a brother.
All right. It's good to talk to everybody. Hopefully everybody has a good night, and hopefully everybody enjoys the draft.
You too.
Yep. I'll holler at you.
All right. Take care.
Love the call. You still there, buddy?
Yeah, man. I'm still here, man.
All right. You was quiet, so I had to
give you a chance.
What
do
you
want
to ask? You've been trying
to
jump in there.
I was listening to everybody talk, and I didn't want to cut anybody body off, you know. Last night I did my recap last night, and I was getting callers, and a lot of them were positive about Money in the Bank. The only match that I didn't like was the AJ Styles John Cena match. I thought by the club
interfering. It didn't make AJ look strong at all.
I disagree.
Well, it wasn't really supposed to. And you knew, like I knew from the contract signing on Raw, that you knew the club was going to be involved. But the match didn't have to stand on that. The match was good on his own because AJ could wrestle a broom and make the broom look good. So with AJ in there with Super Cena, it was a solid match. And he gave Cena work. Cena will work when he's in there with somebody who pushes him. And AJ did that last night, and the match was really good. I'll say, did you see it? And Belisha, did you see it?
I actually disagree that, you know, Styles didn't look strong. I mean, the way the ending happened, he may not have looked as strong as he could, but, you know, he's in there against Super Cena, and he is a heel. So
those are outcomes
that are going to happen. But as far as the wrestling aspect of it, I actually think AJ was kind of over him the whole match. He did push Cena. He pushed him to that limit, and you could see it on Cena's face. And, you know, in just the way he had to now wrestle a little bit differently. So
I got to give John Cena his props wrestling AJ Styles, because I done seen AJ Styles up close, and I done seen him push people to the limit, to the point where that match, to me, like watching AJ Styles, that's his match.
But
right. John Cena stayed with it.
Right, and Styles did not dumb his, he did not dumb or water his moveset down.
Nope.
So
no,
that
he
was AJ Styles in that ring.
Yep.
A lot of wrestlers water their
moves. Good, but except for that last spot, it could have been better without the club coming down and interfering. But, I mean, that's my opinion on that. I mean,
it was no way. Not to cut you off, I'm sorry, but it was no way that Vince was going to let AJ go clean over on Super Cena when he first. It had to go down like that. It had to be some type of interference. It had to. Because if AJ would have pinned Cena outright, you don't need Cena no more. You don't need to
right.
be honest with you. You don't need Cena anymore, but you want to keep Cena around, keep a little kick happy, you know. They're buying his T-shirts no matter what beer distributor he's ripping off. They still want to continue to put his T-shirts out there, whatever, the little kids and the sweatbands and stuff like that. So he had you keep Cena strong while making AJ look good. AJ could not lay down on a third pay-per-view. He couldn't. Mm-hmm. The only way they could get that over was to have the club down to screw Cena. Because AJ laid down in Extreme Rules, and he laid down, what was the pay-per-view before that? I can't remember.
At WrestleMania,
he laid down
didn't
twice.
He? Didn't you lay down at WrestleMania?
Yeah, he did.
He didn't win at
WrestleMania,
right?
That would have been
right?
the fourth pay-per-view.
Right.
Yeah, he laid down WrestleMania. He laid down the Roman Reigns twice. He had to go. It had to happen. But they couldn't make Super Cena look bad. So that's
right.
why he had to end it like that.
And honestly, we don't even know how many more matches between these two we're going to see, because let's not forget why, you know, it's sad, but let's not forget why AJ was thrusted into the kind of upper, you know, mid-card main event scene. It was because Cena was injured. So he was then thrusted into a match with, you know, Roman Reigns. So we might not even see Cena AJ again.
And with the brand split about to happen, you got to start to elevate these guys. So now AJ is elevated to where he needs to be. So when they split the brand in July, AJ could be that top tier dial back there all wrong. Can't
now,
have
what did
lay
you guys
down
think?
Every. Go ahead.
What did you guys think of Sheamus and Apollo?
I thought that match was good. I liked it.
I thought it was solid. I'm sick of Sheamus. That's another person I'm sick of is Sheamus. And I like Apollo, and I think he's a bright star.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bright star, so I'm glad you...
And I'm not
going to
say my opinion on it.
Don't speak up.
What'd you say?
Nope.
I'm not, because I know Uha, so I'm not going to speak on it. I'll say it was a good match. I liked it.
You can't say that and then not speak your mind.
Well, go ahead and say it.
I can't.
All right, if you don't want to say it.
Okay,
but
you know what it is? Because now that I've been taking bookings and I've been under, like, when I send you my matches or I send my trainer my matches, and they say the only thing that you need to work on mainly is, like, your presence in the match. Once I get more matches under my belt, I'll be more comfortable. I think that's Apollo's problem. He knows how to work a match, but his presence wasn't there.
Right.
Like, I didn't feel Apollo.
I agree. He gives me that Bobby Lashley type feel.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not just ring, you know. I think he's better than Lashley in the ring, but I mean that charisma is just not.
Yeah,
he has that bright white, you know. He has that million watt smile, but he just needs more exposure, I guess.
Like, who are you? Like, you gotta be like a character that's over the top. You don't have to do that at all. But who is Apollo? Who is this man? And why are you in the ring? That's what I want to know. Like, who are you? And he wrestled a great match against Sheamus. Well, a good match.
Yeah, he did.
But at the end of the day, like, for somebody that's just tuning in, like, and they don't know who Apollo Crews is, they're going to say, who is this man in the ring? Why is he here?
True that. True that, and I like his ring work, and he has. I think he gets it, but he has to work on working the crowd, and that just takes time to do that. And it's what, you know, he's saying, you know, you and I talked off the air a couple different times about just that, and it's just, it takes time, and you just have to hone your craft. You have to get in the ring, you got to work the shows, and you got to know what works for you. And what works, because the main thing is to entertain. And if you get the fans behind you, it's nothing that Vince can do about you, nothing that nobody can do about you. You got to get the fans behind you. That's what Apollo has to do now, is get them. They're putting them on pay-per-view. This is his first pay-per-view. And they are putting them on TV. So now it's up to him to take the ball and run with it. Don't be content with just being on TV. Push yourself. You want to be the best in the role on TV. But, all right, caller, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you calling in. You want to plug your show?
Nah, I think everybody knows who I am, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to give a shout-out to my show. I think people know who I am. But I want to tell you guys to keep up with your show. I follow it, and I like it, and I respect you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. Have a good day.
Thanks, bye.
All right, cool. Faye, you going to stick around or you got to go?
No, I can stick around. I was supposed to go to training today, but the train that I needed to take in order to get out to Queens was canceled. And there's only one train that gets out there, so I can't go.
All right, so let me take this first commercial because we're behind now. We're going to take the first commercial. We'll be right back. Make that hard off. Volume 25.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we are back. Big Dead Hard Talk, Volume 25. I got my girl, Felicia Brown, and my girl, Faye Elise. All three people are in the house.
Yep.
Yes.
And this is what's up. Since we already talked about the NBA and we talked about the pay-per-view last night, really no more I have to say about either one. And Faye Jackson is on the train right now, as you can hear. But I want to talk about something that I want to get you guys' opinion on. Anybody wants to call in, it's 718-508-9883. And I watch TV here and there, and I have a guilty pleasure that I do watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah.
And there was an episode on there. And plus, there was also, because also I watched the whole new season of Orange is the New Black. And it was very good, very good, very surprised ending at the, you know, season finale. I ain't going to ruin it for nobody, but must watch if you're a fan. Anywho, and here's a trend I'm starting to see in society, and I wanted to get your opinions on it. When do we start to teach our kids about the transgender community? How old do you think your kids should be? Because the reason why I ask, because the girl Candy on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta had an issue with the girl Deep, the transgender lady, Deep Smith, and she felt as though her 10-year-old daughter was too young to learn about all that. And I just wanted to know, like, how old do you have to be to start, you know, how old should your child be when you start to teach them about that? Or do you let, or do you want just, you know, let it go as it is? And if they find out about it, they find out about it. If they don't, they don't. What's your opinion?
That's a tough one. It really is a tough one. It kind of all goes in together with, like, when do you start talking about, you know, I'm a boy, you're a girl, when you start talking about sex, all that stuff. So I really
That's what
don't
I was just thinking.
Know.
That's what I was just thinking. I think when your child is able to understand sex, it's when you should be able to start talking about all types of sex, including,
right,
you know, men and women and women, men and men, and then there are some men that want to be women, there are some women that want to be men. When they're able to understand just sex in general is when you start talking about it. I don't think a 10-year-old knows about sex, but then again, it's with this society, who knows?
But here's what D. Smith's thing was. Because that's what Tammy had said, and D. Smith had said that being transgender is not about sex. It's about a lifestyle. And it's about gender.
Yeah, but you have to understand that lifestyle, too, in order
exactly.
to get it.
Right.
My opinion on that is that if the kid ask you about it, then I think you should explain it. But I won't let the kid come to me. That's why you have to have an open dialogue with your children. You have to talk to your kids. You have to always tell your kids you can talk to mommy and daddy about anything. And I think that's where the problem really lies. Because if the kid doesn't feel comfortable talking to you about it, they're not going to say anything. And then they're going to find out about it in the street, or on TV, or the wrong way. Now, as far as how old I think, like, I don't know exactly, you know, like I said, if the kid comes to me and I would explain it, but I don't know how much detail I would get into about it, because how much detail do I really know? I don't really, like, I know some things, but I don't know, nobody really knows. You understand what I'm saying? And it has to be more literature out there and more education about it before we, because you don't want to take your kids the wrong thing. And that's why I think as a society, we kind of let our kids down because we're not educating them that well about anything as far as that. And we don't want them to learn the wrong thing or say the wrong thing.
And plus with kids, one thing with kids is things go in phases with kids. I remember growing up with, like, my boy cousin, and we were all, we were, like, 5, 6, 7 years old, and we would all play with dolls, like, all of us. Even the boys would do the hair, put the clothes on, act like girls. But you look at my male cousins now that I grew up with, they are some of the biggest manholes that I ever known.
Biggest manholes. I ever know. I guess you never met Slim Whiskey. But go ahead, finish your statement.
But even with me, when I was in junior high, I went through a phase where I was just a straight tomboy. And I got pictures to prove it. Straight tomboy. I wore baggy clothes. I would fight boys. I played all the sports. But you couldn't tell me anything. I thought I was a guy. Like, I was one of the boys. Mm. And now I'm one of the sexiest plus-size wrestlers on the planet. So, just saying.
I like the way you threw that in there.
Just saying. But, you know, everything goes through phases. I think once it's the phase sticks around, say if there's like a little boy that plays with dolls, like fashion, like putting clothes on dolls. Now, if they're still doing that when they're, like, 13, 14 years old, then you need to have a talk. Like, okay, what's your interest with this? Like, how are you feeling, you know?
Mm. What do you think, Felicia?
I know. I was thinking, as, like, you guys were talking, it's really all about what they're taught. I mean, like, hate is taught, you know, acceptance is taught. You know, having an open mind is kind of, you know, caught. So, the tolerance and, like, the more knowledge we have about it, it's a result of if the parents choose to be open and teach their child. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
What'd you say?
I said I agree with you say.
Okay.
And my next day, and now I'm going to get personal. And I said, I'm going to talk a lot more. Say what?
Oh. I said, is this something you want to tell us? Do you want to be a woman
no.
now?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. yeah, I'm changing my name from Big Daddy to Big Mama.
Okay. I will dress you up. I will hook you up.
So you got to give me, you know, some dresses and some high heels, running, walking high heels. And,
yes.
You know.
Yes,
I'll
be.
I
want to
be a hero like Caitlyn Jenner.
You don't want to be in kids' closet.
You don't want to be no woman. It's hard out here. It's hard out here for women.
Shoot. I want to get some man to pay my bills and, you know, I got to strut around, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
That's not fair.
Like I said, I'm getting personal with this one. And me and Felicia and I talked about this earlier, way earlier. My daughter just got married a couple weeks ago. And she's grown now. I consider her grown. She's 19, but she's making big person decisions. And she got into a little rift with her mother this weekend. And I jumped kind of in the middle of it to try to smooth it out. And I had to check myself. And I guess my question is, when do you finally, as like that parent that's not physically in the home with the child, and the child is not a child anymore, like, when do you step out of situations? Because after I thought about it, I said to myself, maybe I should have stayed out of it. But I seen how it was going down. I seen how ugly it was getting. I saw the pot shot that my daughter took at my ex on Facebook. And then my ex took a pot shot back at it. And I'm sitting looking at it, I'm cringing. Because I'm like, one, y'all family. Two, why are you airing your dirty grievances out on social media? I called to talk to my ex about it last night. And she said nobody knew who I was talking about. And I said, yes, I knew what y'all were talking about. Stevie Wonder could have seen that. It was obvious. If you read her post and then read your post, you knew you were talking about one another. When do we finally step out and just finally say, okay, have at it. I'm not getting in there no more.
But did
I have a right to get in there?
Sometimes it takes somebody from the outside looking in to tell both parties, like, look, stop. Sometimes you need that. So I feel that you did the right thing. Like,
okay.
Just saying stop. Don't do it. like, just stop.
What about you, Felicia?
Well, you know, we did talk about it earlier, and I'm not sure if your question would it's when does the parent back off? Is that your question or?
Yeah, my question is, when do a parent back off in a situation like that if the child is grown and dealing with the other parent in a situation? Should I have minded my business and stayed out of it, or was I justified in trying to smooth it out?
Right. I mean, well, you know, that is your family. So, I mean, I have a lot of different, there's like issues within an issue. So I definitely feel like if she's old enough to, you know, get married and, you know, think she's, you know, ready for all this, then she should expect kind of to have to do a lot more on her own. But at the same time, you know, that's her family. And, you know, your daughter's welfare is, you know, is important to you, and you have a right to still know. I mean, she's just you're still very young, so you have a right to do it, but, you know, the whole thing that started the issue, I think that, you know, you shouldn't feel bad about, you know, what the issue was to begin with. I don't know if you want to disclose what the issue was, but...
Yeah, I don't want to get into too many details about what the issue was, but it was just, like, because sometimes I have to step back and check myself, and there's a situation like I wanted to check myself. Now, as far as what we were talking about last week and about my feelings about her getting married and the whole situation, I still stand by what I said, and me and her mother had a difference of opinion on Friday when I went to pick her up, and she still tried to read me, and I still said I can't give a rat's ass because I felt how I felt, the one with what. And I'm going to continue to feel like that. But on that note, let me take his last set of commercials and then we'll close out. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Vlog 25.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Remember, get driven, stay driven. Yeah.
Who made the Hard Sock commercial with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy, though? That is hilarious.
I told him he needs to fix it because it's one of the person here. So it should be Big Daddy, Big Booty Trudy, and Felicia Brown. And I told him a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. So expect a change on that. Because we got to involve everybody. He's a threesome.
Oh, Lord.
It's a threesome. It's a Big Daddy sandwich.
Let's not say threesome. Thank you. Thank you.
It is the three of us.
It is three of us, but we ain't saying threesome.
It is a threesome with me in the middle.
Where's your wife?
When you wake up from your fantasies.
Shoot, I can have my fantasies if I want, dark on it. Anywho, we're going to wrap it up this week. I want to thank the both of you guys for being here. I truly appreciate it, and I like the job that you do. Faye, I think you have an announcement, so I'm going to let you say it.
All right, so I have two announcements. Okay, first off, I'm going to make an announcement on Facebook on my birthday, which is June 30th, so y'all look out for that. It'll be a nice birthday present to myself, I could probably say. And my second announcement is finally, they will be airing my match I had with ODB this weekend on TV that I filmed with Ring of Honor. Finally.
Excellent.
And they did a profile on me. So it's not just a match, it's an interview I did. Finally.
Yes. Finally. So anybody
have comments or any channel that Ring of Honor comes on in your area, make sure to watch it this weekend, because all of the Women of Honor matches will be on there this weekend.
I know on my cable, that's Verizon, Xfinity, I'm Comcast, Xfinity, whatever you want to say. It's Channel 19, and it comes on Comet Saturday. No, it comes on Comet Wednesday night at 11:30 p.m. So next week, you can catch it Saturday, you can catch it Sunday, and you also can catch it Wednesday. So
if anybody is listening as well, if you see it and you're my Facebook friend, please tag it to me, because I don't have comment. So
I don't even know if I have comment. I will have to check today.
So, yes, congratulations to you. Like, I'm so proud of you. And, you know,
And that's why I tell people patience is a definite virtue. Patience is a virtue.
Yes. Yes. Any last words, Felicia?
No, when that was going to happen, but I'm happy. So.
Nope, I'm actually late for a meeting, so I'm heading out.
All right. And final words, there's three different types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Big Daddy, Alicia Brown, and Faye Jackson, Faye Elise, that make things happen. And one more thing I want to say, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and we shall not pass to give an everlasting life. He sent his son to the world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. God bless you all, and good night.
Amen. Bye, everyone.